Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, buckle up, America. Here we go. Yesterday afternoon, Durham Report came out after our show had already gone off the air. And I've had a chance to read through, just really skim, honestly, the 300-page report from Mr. Durham. But I can tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, people need to be going to jail. I don't believe that's going to happen. As a matter of fact, the Durham report actually indicated there was nothing criminal. There was no wrongdoing. Well, I sincerely disagree with that. At the very least, you can get Hillary Clinton on election interference. At the worst, I would say there is a case to be made that Hillary Clinton committed treason. And it's not just Hillary Clinton. Quite frankly, what needs to happen is we need to see Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, Jim Comey, John Brennan, Lisa Page, and Peter Strzok, among others, marched through the Capitol in handcuffs and leg irons. They need to be held accountable for what they have done to this nation. And ladies and gentlemen, my opinions on this are very strong, because what happened in 2016 can never ever happen again. But I'm afraid it has. I want to explain what I mean by that. The reason why Hillary Clinton was so enraged over the outcome of the 2016 presidential election, the reason why the Democrats were infuriated and the mainstream media was just livid, they were shocked and horrified. I mean, there really was, when you looked on the faces of these Democrat leaders, there was genuine shock and genuine horror on their faces. And why was that? Why was there a look of shock and horror? It was really shock and awe. Why was that? Well, I believe the answer is very clear and very simple, because they believed that they had won that election. They believed that their plan, hatched by Hillary Clinton and endorsed by Barack Hussein Obama, was going to give them a great victory on election night. You see, they thought they had it in the bag. They thought that the American people bought into the lies of the Russia collusion story, which not only was a hoax, it was a hoax birthed in the pit of hell. You should be disgusted today. You should be. You should be angry today. And there's a lot of people to be angry. There's a lot of people to direct your anger at. And a lot of them happen to be in my field of talk radio, where a lot of talk radio hosts around the nation told you that there were going to be people arrested. There were going to be people thrown in jail. High crimes and misdemeanors, right? That's what they said on their talk radio programs. And I remember back in those days, and I wasn't one of those people. And I caught a lot of flack for that. But the reason why I wasn't willing to go out there and say high crimes and misdemeanors is I hadn't seen any of the evidence. And how many times have we been down this path with the Republicans? And there are some talk radio hosts out there, and they use Republican talking points. And there's nothing wrong with that. We don't do that here. And I know it irritates the Republicans, but at the end of the day, I think it helps the Republicans. We don't answer to anybody except you, the listeners of this radio show. But a lot of people are out there saying, oh, when the Durham report comes out, people are going to jail. Nobody's going to jail, ladies and gentlemen. They ought to go to jail, but nobody's going to jail. And by the way, nobody knew back in the day that people were going to jail. They were just trying to get you riled up. But people ought to go to jail. They ought to, for what they did. So now we know Hillary Clinton was behind the plot to destroy Donald Trump. And understand this, Donald Trump is a victim of a crime. I'm going to say that again. Donald Trump is the victim of a crime. Do you understand why this man is so angry? And there's this anger that has been building up inside of him. Do you know why? Because they've been trying to destroy him for years now. Just put yourself in Donald Trump's position. How would you feel if they came out and said to your kids, your father's a traitor. Your father is colluding with the Russians. Your father is a spy. Your father was having sex with prostitutes and taking the golden showers in this Russian home. None of it turned out to be true. It wasn't even fake. It was a lie. They just made it all up. They made it all up. That's what is in the Durham report. They made it all up. You know who I feel bad for? I feel bad for Barron Trump. This kid who's a teenager now, having to watch his father be destroyed by these evil demons. And that's what they are. These are demons. Hillary Clinton. Shameful. Shameful what she did. She was willing and she signed off on this, and Barack Hussein Obama knew about it. And we're going to be talking to Greg Jarrett in just a little while. He wrote the books laying all of this out for us. Greg Jarrett has been exonerated as well, because a lot of people were saying that all of his books were a load of hooey when in fact they were the God's honest truth. So we're going to be talking to Greg about that in just a little while. But former President Trump knew about it. So did Joe Biden. So did John Brennan. And then, of course, James Comey. He and Hillary are the co-conspirators. They pushed this narrative that Trump was a traitor. They smeared this man. And it was all a lie. And they knew it all along. They knew it all along. President Trump did an interview yesterday, last night, says this report took a long time because John Durham is a very thorough investigator. But the result is unequivocal and an absolute disaster in terms of justice. Make no mistake. What did Trump say? He said there was a deep state in Washington. What did people do? People laughed at him. They mocked him. People in his own party, even conservatives, even people on Fox News Channel. They laughed at him. Said, no, that's not true. There's not a secret government running things. Well, it turns out there is. And the FBI is running it. The Department of Justice is running the deep state. All of us should be horrified by what the FBI has done here. And in my estimation, the FBI ought to be defunded and dismantled, and they ought to bulldoze the entire building. You know what? That would be a great place to put up a giant monument to Donald John Trump. But understand what's happened here, ladies and gentlemen. Hillary Clinton and the Democrats colluded with the FBI and the Obama administration to stop Donald Trump from being elected. That's why they were so angry, because the plan, and keep in mind, if Hillary had been elected, if this plan had actually worked, we would have never known anything about this. We would not know, we would know anything. And by the way, they conspired with the mainstream media to interfere with the presidential election. And Trump was mocked. Just, it was so horrible. They laughed in his face. But I'm telling you, nobody's laughing now. Nobody's laughing now. I want to play some audio. This is Jake Tapper from CNN, and even Tapper gets what just happened. Cut number one.
Regardless, the report is now here. It has dropped. And it might not have produced everything of what some Republicans hoped for. It is, regardless, devastating to the FBI, and to a degree, it does exonerate Donald Trump.
It does. He did nothing wrong. Cut number 10.
Now an investigation that's 4 years in the making, And we finally have the conclusions, more than 300 pages released by the Justice Department. Now, it has now been transmitted to members of Congress who also are going to want to bring John Durham in to review some of the findings. But the bottom line is this. The investigation found that the FBI failed in many, many ways, things that we already knew from a previous Inspector General report, and I'll read you just a part of it, of John Durham's conclusion. He says, based on the review of Crossfire Hurricane and related intelligence activities, we conclude that the Department and the FBI failed to uphold their important mission of strict fidelity to the law in connection with certain events and activities described in this report.
By the way, that story, not even the lead story anymore on Fox News. Everybody wants the story to go away. Everybody. They don't want to address what really happened. And what really happened? Well, the reason they were so angry is they thought they had fixed the election. They never thought in a million years that Trump would win. But by God's good grace, ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats were unsuccessful in their sabotage in 2016. But I got a question, and nobody wants to address this question, but it's one that needs to be addressed. We know what they did in 2016 to stop Trump, but what did they do in 2020? Because now we have the evidence. Now we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Democrats tried to fix the election. And if they did it in 2016, you better believe that they were trying to do the same thing in 2020. And whatever they did, it worked like a charm. Whatever they did, it worked. So what do we need to do? What's the marching order here? Well, folks, we've got to demand justice. And we have to demand justice, not just for Donald Trump, but for ourselves, we the people. And we cannot rest until Hillary and Barack and Jim and John are perp walked through the streets of Washington, D.C. If I were the Republicans and if I was the Speaker of the House, I would have held a massive press event yesterday, last night, after all this came out. And I would have said, you know what, we're putting a hold on everything. Debt ceiling debate, everything. We're stopping everything until we can address this. Because until we can have fair and free elections in America, we do not have an America, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it really is that simple. So if I were Kevin McCarthy, I would slam the brakes on everything. Just stop everything. Suspend all the committees. Bring everybody together and work together, Republican and Democrat. And I know they're probably not going to work with you. I get that, but we have to extend the olive branch because it impacts them as well. But we've got to stand together and get to the bottom of this. And if Hillary Clinton's big polyester behind is not in a seat in a congressional hearing by the end of the week, shame on the Republicans. What the hell did we give you the majority for? So haul her in there, Barack Obama, all of them. Subpoena every single one of them. That's what I want to see happen. All right, we got to take a break. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. And you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today.
God they need to at least take the pensions away from these cockroaches. I can't believe that we're going to be paying their pensions for the rest of their life. They don't deserve nothing.
All right, that was Ricky from Arkansas, and he left us a shout back. You say, how do you do that? Well, it's very simple. All you have to do is download our free app, and you can do that at kwamradio.com. That's kwamradio.com. Download our free app. You can send us a shout back just like Ricky did, and we love to hear from all of our great listeners across America. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Our telephone number, 844-747-8868. Were you surprised by the findings of the Durham Report? And what do you think ought to happen? What do you think our elected leaders ought to be doing up on Capitol Hill? Our telephone number is 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, it's interesting because Jim Comey is out there saying back in 2020 that he just doesn't know anything about the Russia probe. The probe, by the way, that he oversaw when he was head of the FBI, cut number nine.
Did Mr. Page deny knowing people that you accuse him of having contact with?
I don't remember. That's about all I recall. I don't remember. I don't remember learning anything additional about Steele's sources. Not that I recall, no. I don't remember Bruce or ever briefing me. I don't recall that.
So do you recall?
I do not.
Do you recall?
I do not. I don't remember any discussion. I don't remember using that word, but I don't remember using that word. I don't remember ever being informed. I don't recall being informed of that.
Did you ask any questions or do any due diligence on this at all?
I don't remember anything about the facts that have been revealed recently about the subsource. I don't remember the exact words, but something similar.
That doesn't ring bells with me. Okay. Well, that's a pretty stunning thing. It didn't ring a bell.
Which I'm sure you remember.
I don't remember the exact words. I don't remember whether I knew the Democratic Party. I don't know for sure. I don't know. I don't think I knew before. I remember reading the footnote. I don't know whether I asked. I don't know what that refers to. As I said earlier, that does not ring any bells with me when I read that. I don't remember it. I don't remember receiving anything.
All right, you kind of get the gist here, folks. He doesn't remember anything, right? He needs to be in jail, too. And folks, I don't want you to get your hopes up here. Again, we are dealing with Republicans who do not know how to run investigations. You say, Todd, how can you say something like that? How can you say that about the Republicans? Ladies and gentlemen, how many investigations have the Republicans been in charge of? And how many guilty verdicts have come? How many charges have come out of these committee hearings? Absolutely none. Look, they're great at holding the committee hearings, but they never get anything done. Let's go to the phones here. Mike in Chattanooga, Tennessee, Nuga Radio. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Hi, Todd. Do you want me to be totally candid and real on my view on this?
I can't wait to hear this, Mike. Go ahead.
Okay. We have been under occupation for many years, and I don't say that lightly. What I mean by that is that this is no different if the Chinese or the Russians took over America. The Republicrats are a facade. They're a one-party system who vary slightly with, let's say, the issue of killing unborn babies, which they could have settled, and who is going to be responsible for the 70 million that were murdered. Trump is an anomaly in that he knows where the bodies are buried, and that's why they don't want him. And that's why the occupiers, within the media and the neocons, attacked him. They are very fearful that he will expose where the bodies are, which he's starting to do, because I think he wants a legacy left behind of something positive, not negative, regarding him. And they went after him with everything. I don't think anyone could have survived the personal attacks that man put up with both parties and the media and being sued. And they just, you know, if it was 1962, they would have done what they did to Kennedy, and they would have killed him, because that's what Democrats do. They learn from the organized crime mafia. They rig elections. And Republicans are just cowards. That's their problem.
Mike, I'm just shocked. And we're coming up on a break here. I am shocked. I shouldn't be shocked, but it's very disappointing, the Republican reaction today. They ought to be out in the streets marching and screaming at the top of their lungs, because you're right. They fixed the election. That's what they did in 2020. And we haven't figured out just how they did it. We need the evidence. But we will find out. Mark my words. We'll be right back.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why, it's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes.
All right, a lot happening up on Capitol Hill where Andy Biggs is going after the Justice Department over some harsh treatment of elderly J6 participants. And then Chip Roy is just ripping a new one to a pro-abortionist and demanding to know why the Justice Department is targeting Catholics and these crisis pregnancy centers. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. We're going to get to all of that in just a little while. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. This guy has been literally at the forefront, the tip of the spear in investigating and writing books about the Russia collusion hoax. He has a brand new book coming out May 30th. And folks, I've got every single one of his books in my library. I will have the new one as well. It's called The Trial of the Century. It's out May 30th. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to our good friend, Greg Jarrett. Hey, Greg, how are you?
Todd, I'm just fine. It's a pleasure to be back with you.
And by the way, thegregjarrett.com, that's two G's and two T's, ladies and gentlemen. Thegregjarrett.com is his website. Greg, do you feel a sense of vindication today?
You know, as I read through the 306 pages of the Durham report, it confirmed and verified everything I wrote in my two books. And mind you, the first one came out in 2018, so that's 5 years ago. You know, the Durham report has more details, but yeah, it vindicates everything I wrote about, that the FBI was crooked. They had no credible evidence, no actionable intelligence when they launched their investigation of Donald Trump. And in fact, they knew it was all a lie that was invented by Hillary Clinton and peddled by her cronies to the FBI. And what's so disturbing is that, you know, Hillary Clinton should have been prosecuted. I mean, when you look at what she did, I mean, those are crimes, conspiring to defraud the government and lying to the FBI. The sad coda to all of this is that none of the people involved in perpetrating the Russia hoax to rig an election and to destroy Trump's presidency will ever be held accountable, most of all Hillary.
Greg, why do you think that is? Why do you think Durham's recommended no charges?
Well, I think it's found in his report. It is chock full of acts of malfeasance, misfeasance, corruption, bias, and that's what the FBI has become. And I had to laugh when Christopher Wray, the current director, issued a statement saying, well, we've already implemented corrective actions that are all identified in the Durham report. No, they haven't. I mean, that's a self-serving statement. It's belied by the most recent evidence that the FBI tampered in the last presidential election, 2020, pressuring social media companies into censoring and suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story to help Joe Biden get elected. And it worked. 16%, according to polling data, would have cast their ballots differently had they known the truth.
So all of our listeners are hearing this. They're up to speed on what happened, what went down. Many of them have already read the Durham report. And, Greg, there is a great sense of frustration among people who see these crimes being committed, but no one on the Democrat side is ever held accountable.
Well, it is a dual system of justice, as Durham literally states in his report. The people who did this got away with it. He cites other examples. Hillary Clinton got away with her foundation piggy bank. She got away with clear violations of the law in her email scandal, obstructed justice by destroying evidence, violated the Espionage Act, and without authority, James Comey cleared her of any criminal charges. And as I pointed out in my first book, and it's repeated here in the Durham report, on the very day Comey cleared Hillary, his FBI was meeting secretly with Christopher Steele, who handed over the first part of the phony dossier that Hillary Clinton bankrolled. Is that a coincidence that those two important events happened on the very same day? Absolutely not.
And of course, Greg, again, it's not like you can just go out and say, if you're an FBI agent, there's Greg Jarrett. I'm going to launch an investigation. There has to be evidence of wrongdoing.
Yes, and as I pointed out in both books, here are the FBI guidelines of when you can open an investigation, a counterintelligence investigation. And I explained in minute detail how Peter Strzok and Andrew McCabe and James Comey violated every single guideline in opening the investigation. They had no actionable intelligence. They had no credible evidence. And as Durham pointed out, they didn't even talk to any of the people from whom they were getting this fictional information that was personally invented by Hillary Clinton. She did it to smear her political opponent and to distract, as Durham says, from her own email scandal.
Mm. It's, going through our reactions on our live Facebook video. Linda says it's because Hillary is the protected class. Would love to see Hillary in jail. It won't happen, says Dana. Stacy says you can demand justice all day long and nothing will happen. And no justice for the elites. And it's a fair argument. But one thing we do now know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, I know Donald Trump took a lot of mocking, even from Republicans, when he said there was a deep state. Well, Greg Jarrett, this is proof of that deep state.
It absolutely is, and you're right. The sad coda to this is that none of the people involved in perpetrating the Russia hoax to rig an election and destroy a president will ever be held accountable. I mean, look, Durham tried. He brought two cases against Hillary's inner circle. And both of them were acquitted. Why? Because they happen in venues where you can't get a fair trial in a politically charged case. You know, in Washington, D.C., are you kidding? 4% of the people voted for Donald Trump, and 95% voted for Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. I mean, you can't get a fair trial. And Durham alludes to that. You know, he tried his best. These people lied, but they got away with it.
All right, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Greg Jarrett, he's been at the tip of the spear of this coverage. He is a legal and political analyst for Fox News Channel. And Greg, I'm curious about the new book coming out at, what, May 30th? Tell us about the trial of the century.
Well, it was the trial of the century because it helps establish and solidify some of the cherished principles, Todd, that all of us in America enjoy today: free speech, academic autonomy, intellectual empowerment, and, as I write in the book, the indispensable proposition that nobody should be told how to think. It was the Scopes Monkey Trial back in 1925. Laws were passed to ban books on evolution in public schools, and in Tennessee, they actually made it a crime for a teacher to teach it out of a textbook that was state-approved that had a chapter on evolution. The famed legendary defense attorney Clarence Darrow was incensed. He came to the rescue of the school teacher. I obtained the original trial transcript that was buried in the archives of the old courthouse, and I tell the story of the incredible cross-examination by Darrow William Jennings Bryan, which the New York Times wrote was the most amazing court scene in Anglo-Saxon history. It was a stunning case with a remarkable outcome.
You know, it's fascinating, Greg. A lot of people travel to Dayton every summer, and they actually reenact that entire trial. They have actors, and it's a big local community festival now, and it is really something to see. And it's going to be an incredible book. I'm really looking forward to reading this, The Trial of the Century, and I guess people can pre-order it now. Is that right?
Yeah, you can go online, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. You can pre-order it. It'll be delivered right around the time the book comes out in bookstores on May 30th. And you know, it's an important book in American history. And what I found is so many young people have never heard of it. They need to read about it.
All right, Greg, we're going to leave it there. Great, great work on the on this crazy story, the Russia collusion hoax, which turned out to be fake, false, and every single thing you wrote was right on the money. Congratulations on that.
Todd, thanks very much, and it's always fun talking to you. Let's do it again soon.
Let's do it. All right, Greg Jarrett, everybody, and you can see Greg pretty much all the time on Fox News Channel. They're great legal and political analyst. And also, get yourself a copy of Greg's new book coming out, The Trial of the Century, talking about the Scopes Monkey Trial. All right, before we go to break, I want to go to William in Statesville, North Carolina. He's been holding on for a while, listening to us on WSIC. William, what's your take on what happened yesterday?
Todd, at the very least, they need to be fired, all of them. And if and when Donald Trump gets elected back into office, that's what he needs to do up there, is fire a lot of people, point-blank fire them. And speaking of firing, your basketball player out there in Memphis, Tennessee, he needs to be fired too and not allowed to play basketball pro basketball ever again.
Oh, you're talking about Ja Morant, the Memphis Grizzlies star.
Yes, sir. I think he needs to be fired. I think we need to set an example. You do something stupid like he did, he needs to be fired. And if we don't start doing stuff like this, then it's just going to continue going on.
All right. Well, William, I appreciate the call. And yeah, I think a lot of people need to be fired. And that's one of the reasons I believe Donald Trump needs another crack at this. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that if the Russia, look, if Hillary Clinton had not decided to create some sort of a fake scandal to take out Donald Trump, there never would have been the wall-to-wall coverage of Russia collusion. There never would have been the accusations that Trump was a double agent. There never would have been the accusations that Trump took showers with sidewalk Sallys. None of that would have happened. And you know what? Donald Trump would have won in a landslide in 2020. So I think based on what we now know to be true, the Durham report has exonerated Donald Trump. And I believe this man is due a second chance at the White House. And I hope you do, too. And I hope that Donald Trump uses every single second that he is awake in that Oval Office to take down every single member of the deep state. And I would love to see the president dismantle and defund the FBI. All right, we're going to open up the phone lines, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Let's go to Tom in Gainesville, Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hey, Tom, what you got for us today?
Well, you made a comment about defunding the FBI, and I like the crap out of that because, you know, if you think about your federal tax dollars, and then we also have, after the towers were bombed, we created Homeland Security. why not use Homeland Security to kind of fill in the gap where those desks were empty?
Well, I think we ought to get rid of the Homeland Security Department as well. The Patriot Act was an egregious attack on our constitutional rights, Tom. So as we're cutting unnecessary departments, I would also recommend completely defunding the Department of Education.
Oh, yes, without a doubt. Thank you, Jimmy Carter.
There you go. All right, thanks for the call, Tom. Anyway, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. I don't know. Geez alone. By the way, coming up, we got to talk about the illegals. They're being relocated, and I think this is a brilliant strategy. The illegals are being relocated to liberal areas that are actually sanctuary cities. So what's happening? The illegals are going to the sanctuary cities where you have Democrats who actually said, we want the illegals. We want the illegals to come to our community. And so now all of the community members are getting very upset. I mean, outraged. You have the black citizens in Chicago's South Side, and they're just enraged. How dare you send all those brown people to our neighborhood? They're going to dilute our power base. And by the way, that's actually true. I mean, they probably will. And what I think the black citizens of Chicago's South Side have come to understand is the replacement voters just arrived. That's what that's all about. And they're fighting mad over that. And I sincerely believe, and we're going to ask Senator Ted Cruz about this a little bit later on. I sincerely believe that what we ought to do is send Ted Cruz. Let's send Senator Tim Scott. Let's send a delegation of Republicans to Chicago's South Side and tell them what the Republican position is on immigration. Maybe we ought to be doing that. So anyway, the latest hullabaloo is happening in New York City, in Brooklyn, New York, my old stomping grounds. And man, are the parents liberal over there. Very liberal. I'll give you an example real quick. There was a big controversy because they would bring the ice cream truck. You know, the ice cream truck where you got the creepy guy and they're playing the music and the little children come up. Oh, I want a dreamsicle. And so you get your ice cream. Well, anyway, all these leftist moms, and they didn't want their kids to eat ice cream. They would rather them eat kale chips and all this healthy crap. Nobody wants to eat that nonsense. The kids wanted ice cream. And the moms, instead of telling their children, no, you can't have ice cream because you're a leftist. Eat your kale chips. But instead of doing that, what did they do? They go to City Hall and they ask for ice cream trucks to be banned from the park, right? So they're making everybody miserable. By the way, I tried those kale chips once. It tasted like kitty litter. Just want to pass that along. So anyway, the parents are upset because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? They're turning the school gymnasiums into dormitories for the grown illegal alien men. So now you have grown illegal alien unvetted men living in the school where children are learning their ABCs. And the parents are enraged. How dare you? I know we're a sanctuary city, but how dare you put them in our neighborhood? It's great. I love it. We're going to get more of this. And this is how you're going to. And so you know what needs to happen after Ted and Tim and the gang? We'll throw Jim Jordan in there after Chip Roy. Send them all down. Yeah, Elise Stefanik. Get them all down there. Oh, you got to send Kat Kamick. Get everybody down there to Chicago, then bring them up to Brooklyn and let them explain how to fix all of this. And the answer is very simple. Stop electing Democrats who hate our nation. It's really that simple. All right, hang tight, everybody. We've got to take a break. 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Hello, people. Welcome to hour two of the big show. Happy to have you with us today. And I'm telling you, a lot going on. Coming up in just a few moments, we're going to be talking to President Trump's press secretary. Liz Harrington is going to be here. Also, Senator Ted Cruz is going to drop by and your call. So here's the deal. I know a lot of you are on hold right now. Do not go anywhere because we're getting to your calls in just a few moments. But I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We are honored to have a member of the New York State Assembly. Brian Mayer is a Republican. And he has been sounding the charge and the alarm on how illegal aliens are becoming, I guess, a preferred class or a preferred status in New York State, where illegal aliens have been taking over hotel rooms that were meant for homeless veterans. We also understand that illegal aliens are being moved into hotels in suburban New York City. And in at least two cases, you've had wedding parties that have been canceled so that the hotels could accommodate the illegal aliens. Again, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to Assemblyman Mayer. Assemblyman, good to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to be here, and I really appreciate the opportunity.
I want to get your reaction. When you first heard that veterans, some of them who served during Vietnam, homeless veterans were being kicked out of a hotel to make room for illegals. What was your initial reaction to that?
When I first got a call from Sharon Tony Finch, who's the head of the YIT Foundation, which serves veterans, specifically it helps house homeless veterans and helps reintegrate them back into society. When she told me that story about some of her veterans being asked to leave right when she had just developed that bond with them to bring them back into society, but really first to get them to agree to help. Veterans don't come back from combat and raise their hand and say, hey, I need help. Please help me. There was a lot of work that Sharon and her team put into that. So in that moment when they're in temporary housing in a hotel in this instance for a very short period of time, to do something to potentially break that trust is very damaging. And these veterans were then placed in other hotels. But there was a real chance we could have lost some of those veterans for good.
No, you're right, and we've covered these issues with veterans for a number of years, and you're absolutely right. I mean, you don't like to use the word fragile, but they really are in a fragile state, and something like this can be incredibly traumatic. But again, the idea that we're giving them the boot to make room for illegal aliens is just reprehensible.
The city of New York, Governor Hochul, and the Biden administration have really failed on a number of levels on this issue. And yes, it goes back decades, and comprehensive immigration reform may have really done something to prevent both sanctuary cities from being developed and the current crisis that we have. But right now, the leaders we have in office right now are failing in every single direction you look. New York State just passed a $229 billion budget. We put $1 billion specifically to New York City to deal with the migrant issue. And this is how they're handling it. They're bringing migrants to counties that have already said they do not want to accept them and forcing the issue, which is only creating more of a divide for the community and even more animosity for the asylum seekers themselves.
I know that your constituents probably don't want to hear this, but as you know, I guess New York City is getting, I don't know, a couple of thousand illegal immigrants. Brownsville, Texas, is getting inundated with tens of thousands, and it's really interesting to see the reaction. There was a community in Chicago's South Side. They're getting 500, and it's as if they have been completely invaded. So it's really starting to hit home for a lot of people now.
It is, and I'll tell you something else. I was on the phone with the mayor's office, and there's some really hardworking employees there that are doing everything they can, being overwhelmed. But one statistic they gave me, which I found very interesting, because New York City raised their hand as a sanctuary city, as a right-to-shelter location, 70% of the 2,500 migrants that went through their shelters and registered there over the last week, 70% of them came from other cities, not directly from the border. So you have Chicago, Seattle, Atlanta, and all these other cities sending their folks, telling them to go to New York City, and then New York City sending them upstate. This is a terrible plan. There is no plan. It's an embarrassment. And we're the ones that are really here on the ground trying to fix it and trying to make it, make the best of a bad situation right now.
One of my favorite stories, Brooklyn, which is my old stomping grounds, and Lord love them, but there are a lot of liberals in that area. And they're of the woke variety. And so it turns out, I guess, Mayor Eric Adams is sending these military age young men who are illegals to live in the gymnasiums. They're turning them into dorms. And parents are just spitting mad. And what's really funny is that, hate to break this to them, but the Big Apple's a sanctuary city. You guys voted for this.
No, absolutely. And woke is one of these terms that, you know, folks use to divide our country. If you're not woke, then you're racist. If you're not woke, then you're a bigot. Well, you don't have to be woke to be awake. You know, we're awake on these issues. We got to wake up. And at the end of the day, just understand that there are so many solutions that we could choose to go after in terms of our leaders getting to work. And right now, a lot of folks, especially in elected office, they're more worried about re-election and keeping this country divided than solving our problems. And that's just wrong.
Brian, one question before we let you go here. Do the Republicans see this as an opportunity? I mean, Lee Zeldin came incredibly close to beating Kathy Hochul. Is this an opportunity to get into these communities and say, hey, there is another way?
At the end of the day, sure. Any conversation creates an opportunity for Republicans to get into these cities and the suburbs, but we should have been there a long time ago. And that's a failure on the Republican Party. It's easier just to go where people are going to, be open to your message, or you might need to convince them a little bit. We as a party need to do much better than that. If we want to really win elections in the future in perpetuity, we need to put the hard work in, have the tough conversations, and really give people factual information. And I believe if we actually put that effort in, and I'm ready to get started on that effort, that we'll see some real gains in the future.
Well, good for you. You're a good man standing up and speaking out in support of these military veterans and the law-abiding citizens of New York. Anything we can do to help you, just let us know.
Well, if you want to learn more about the YIT Foundation and how to support them, certainly check them out. And they're putting in a lot of work to help our veterans, and we definitely want to support them.
All right, Mr. Assemblyman, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
There you go, folks. Republicans all over America standing up and speaking out and fighting back. And I say good for them. All right. Let's go to the phones here. We're going to start in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. WSJS is our great affiliate there. Matthew. All right. What's on your mind, Matthew?
Yes. So, Todd, big fan of your show. And I just want to say all the investigations that we've had, the Durham report, the current ones into the Biden family, and we know that there was interference. Shouldn't there be like a special session of Congress to hold the FBI accountable and prevent this from ever happening again? And on top of that, shouldn't somebody take over in the interim while we hold re-election?
Matthew, it's a great question, because now we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that there was election interference. Now, here's the challenge. Trump won, even in spite of the election interference. But in my mind, this is proof to me that they tried something again in 2020 and they were successful. So to your point, I don't necessarily have a problem with that, but I don't believe the Constitution actually gives us a mechanism to do something like that, where you just, install another president. So that's a problem. But I like your idea of calling a special session of Congress. That's not going to happen because the Democrats control the Senate, but you could do it in the House of Representatives. And again, I would call on Kevin McCarthy to suspend all business and address this issue. I really believe it really is that serious, Matthew.
Yeah, I do too.
All right, Matthew, appreciate that call. Thank you for listening. Let's go to Tariq in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM. Hey, Tariq, what's on your mind?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Stein.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, you had mentioned the fact that Hillary Clinton and James Comey needs to be subpoenaed, and I think that they do need to be subpoenaed to testify before Congress. You know, if nothing else, but to tell their side of the story and explain to Congress as to why, out of nowhere, they would, you know, make all of these allegations in the attempt to try to destroy Trump and his chances of winning the election in 2016. So I think that they need to be subpoenaed, and they need to be allowed to testify.
And, I'm all for it. All for it, Tariq.
Yeah, well, I am too. And another thing is, I think that people need to be concerned. They need to have a concern about the people who are allowed, who managed to slip into this country, because it's possible that these very people who slipped into this country, it's possible that they could somehow or another try to come up with a way in getting these people signed up as legitimate registered voters.
Tariq, and that's the problem. Look, the people of the South Side of Chicago, they're not stupid. And let's get real. They've been stealing elections there for generations. I mean, they just have. And that's one of the reasons these folks are so upset, is that they know these people these illegals are going to end up on the voter rolls. And that is going to upset their power that they have. And so they're right to be concerned, because the only reason the Democrats are bringing in millions of people is they see them as voters. Tariq, we've got to run. Appreciate that call. Lines are open now, 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, many of you know that I've been trying to slim down a little bit, and good days and bad days. But I'm telling you, I'm loving Calitrin. They are a brand-new sponsor of the radio show, and I've been taking Calitrin. Now, get this, it's stimulant-free and it's drug-free, but it's 100% safe, and it really does help with weight loss. As a matter of fact, they have an 86% success rate, and it's very simple. All you have to do is take it right after your last meal. You take it at bedtime, and not only does it help you lose weight, but get this, I'm sleeping better. Normally, I honestly going to sleep 3 to 4 hours. The staff makes fun of me all the time for that. But since I've been taking Calitrin, I've literally been sleeping 7 to 8 hours a night, waking up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Yes, I said it, bushy-tailed. So look, here's what I want you to do. Give them a call, and they're so wonderful to work with. They're based right here in Tennessee, by the way. 833-TOP-LOSS is the telephone number. That's 833-TOP-LOSS. You can also go to their website, toploss.com. That's toploss.com. And when you sign up, whatever you decide to get, be sure to use my promo code Todd, and they're going to give you some great discounts. We'll be right back.
It's the FBI Puppet Show with our special guest star, Christopher Wray. Yay!
The FBI is corrupt. Promote election theft. They do Joe Biden's bidding, cause they're puppets for the left. They targeted Donald Trump. Durham's report will show. The FBI is crooked and these puppets need to go. Comey and Lisa Page. Her boyfriend Peter Strzok. Russian collusion garbage from these puppets was a crock.
Why were there no indictments? They found a smoking gun. They covered up for Sleepy Joe and his crooked son.
It's time that we clean house, disband the FBI. It's time that they're all fired.
Why were they ever hired?
It's time that they're all fired from the most deplorable, oh so horrible, quite immorable, unadorable FBI is Biden's puppet show.
Oh, well done, Jim Gossett, down in the Todd Sterns Radio Show lounge. I think we're the only conservative talk radio show with our own lounge. So well done, guys. This story from Houston, Texas, Miss Debbie, one of our great listeners, sent me this story. We have the video on our website, and I would urge you to go and watch this video. It's all there. So just before the start of a regional high school softball game there in Houston, the announcer declared over the public address system that the national anthem would not be performed. And it was all caught on this video. And the announcer for the game said that he was told that out of respect, it would not be played. And we don't know who are they trying to respect, out of respect for whom. And so people in the stands were starting to shout out. I was going to play the audio, but it's just, there's a little profanity there. All right. So it is what it is. So the question is, who would take offense at the national anthem being played at a girls' regional high school softball game? Now, my money, it would be on the godless heathen vegan sporting a man bun, but that's just me. I don't know. I cannot say beyond a shadow of a doubt, but anybody with a man bun is a suspect. So anyway, instead of just people sitting there and letting the game start, you've got to watch this video. It's just so awesome. So the people start rising up in the stadium, and they start belting out the Star Spangled Banner a cappella. Unfortunately, they started out a little bit too high, and that's a bad thing if you're doing a cappella. And so they had to bring it down a couple of octaves, you know, when they, I think, got to the Rockets' red glare part. Anyway, the three umpires, they stood at home plate. So they did not go. They stood at home plate, took their hats off, put the hands over the head, over the heart. It was awesome. And then everybody played ball. By the way, this is how patriots are supposed to fight back. So when somebody in a man bun takes offense at the national anthem, you sing even louder. That's what you do. So well done to all of you softball fans there in Houston, Texas. I say good for you. All right, let's go to Shane in Georgia, WDUN, our great station down there. Hi, Shane, what's on your mind? Hello, Shane. All right, let's go to Webb in Maine, WLOB. Webb, what's going on?
Hello, Todd. You know, as far as the Durham report and his concluding that they can't be prosecuted, that's ridiculous because all they have to do, you know, with what goes on in Washington, of course they wouldn't be convicted, but why not get a change of venue?
Well, I guess they could. They have to be charged. They have to be charged with a crime. That's the issue.
Yes. Well, he just laid out a ton of crimes that they committed.
He sure did. No, you're right about that, Webb. I mean, it's all laid out there, and it's beyond me why Mr. Durham did not recommend criminal charges. It's as if people are afraid of crossing Hillary Clinton. I reckon they don't want to be suicided. I'm just throwing that out there. I'm just speculating. Webb, appreciate that call. Folks, we've got to take a quick break. Hang tight. We're going to get to your calls, 844-747-8868. All right, welcome back. We're getting some word from the border. Department of Public Safety, a state trooper, encountered a group of 30 Chinese nationals just walking along a road near Roma, Texas, in the Rio Grande Valley. Unbelievable. 30 Chinese nationals. Just the other day, they got a guy, an Afghan national, who was on the terror watch list. He was in San Diego. Thank God they got him. All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, spokesperson for President Trump, Liz Harrington, joins us. Hey, Liz, how are you today?
Hey, Todd, I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Initial reactions around the Team Trump world to the Durham report last night.
Well, it's total exoneration and vindication, of course, but it's also just so damning for the FBI and the entire corrupt cabal that put the country through this for over 2 years when they knew it was all a lie. And I think the key thing that we need to remember is this is not some isolated incident. This is something that never stopped, quite frankly. It's been election interference, meddling in our elections who even knows how far back it goes, but certainly against President Trump in 2016, in 2020, and right now in 2024, because President Trump is a candidate right now, and the same people who ran this corrupt operation trying to frame him for Russia collusion when they were themselves doing it, they're running things again. And they have President Trump under multiple sham investigations once again, and he's going to be vindicated again. It's truly amazing. So we have to keep in mind there's been no reform. There's been no quote-unquote corrective actions the FBI's pretending they've taken. No, they've gotten worse because there hasn't been accountability. And what the Republicans in Congress need to do now is take this report and actually have some accountability. Do something. It shouldn't just be a report that sits there and comes to nothing.
Liz, I think what needs to happen here, Liz, I think we need to, the Speaker of the House needs to slam the brakes on every piece of legislation. I don't care what it is. Slam the brakes and say, folks, we've got to deal with this. I mean, this is at the very least, it's election interference. But at worst, this is treasonous behavior that right. Hillary Clinton and the Democrats engaged in. They've got to be held accountable.
Exactly right. I mean, they were engaged in treason, trying to frame an innocent man for treason. I mean, you can't make it up, Todd. It's so despicable. And if they'll lie about this, they'll lie about anything. And they have been. It's been lie on top of lie on top of lie. And it's all to really maintain corrupt power and take it away from the American people. That's what this is about. President Trump was the people's choice, and they cannot abide by that. They can't stand it. That's why they want to manipulate all of our elections and take our choice away. But it's not going to work. And you're so right, Todd. This has to be a priority because we are not a constitutional republic. If we have this lawless Justice Department, CIA, all of it, these lawless people that are just controlling our government without any oversight, without any accountability, corruptly taking power away from the people, that cannot stand. We won't have a republic. That's why President Trump says this is so important. That's why he's running again. I mean, we have to save this country or else we'll never get it back.
And I'm wondering if you're getting any support from other Republicans. It just seems to me there should be a massive groundswell of rage from Republicans over what Hillary and the Democrats have done here.
Right. And we saw a lot of great support yesterday, but it can't just stop with tweets and good statements and, stuff like that, appearances on TV. No, we need some real action here. There's so much meat here. Just the fact that they had credible accusations with the Clinton Foundation, and instead of, dropping everything like they did with President Trump, they buried it. They waited for months and yet then took what Hillary Clinton was ginning up, knew that she was ginning it up, and used it to start a sham investigation to frame President Trump. I mean, the corruption is out of this world. I mean, you can't even fathom it.
And
I'm afraid that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Well, I'm with you there because yesterday the IRS removed the entire investigative team that has been looking into tax fraud involving Hunter Biden, and they've been investigating for months, and it's just they said, that's it, you're gone, we're purging you. And if this had been Donald Trump, this would be wall-to-wall. They would have called it the Monday night massacre, but they're ignoring it.
And that's the other key thing, too, Todd. The media has been totally complicit in all of this. They got Pulitzers pushing this propaganda to undermine their own government. I mean, it's unbelievable. And we need accountability in the media as well. They need to return the Pulitzers at the very least. But we cannot have this. If we had a real media in this country, None of this would be possible because they fed these lies and to the echo chamber and the Washington Post and the New York Times and CNN, and they ran with it for years on end. When are they going to admit that they just spread propaganda lies on behalf of a corrupt regime? There needs to be accountability there as well. If we had a free and fair press, none of this would really be allowed to happen because there's so much power in the fake narrative, but the truth is more powerful.
Liz, we're going to leave it there, and I know the president's got a busy agenda. Does he plan on going back to Iowa? I know that the tornado watches and all that kind of stuff. Is the president getting back out soon?
Absolutely. We are working on getting a rescheduled date. He's really disappointed to have to cancel that, but he'll be back again soon.
All right. Liz, always appreciate you. Liz Harrington, ladies and gentlemen, spokesperson for President Trump, and they're doing a great job out there. Doing a great job. All right, we're going to take a break here. 844-747-8868. We are going to the phone lines. That's 844-747-8868. Now, we've got some exciting news about our friends over at Newsmax, and this is pretty huge. They have now beaten CNN in the primetime ratings. So Newsmax overtaking CNN in the primetime ratings. It's just fantastic. Millions of people are making the switch to Newsmax. And look, after Tucker Carlson's firing, the Eric Bolling Show is up over 200% in the ratings. Every evening, Newsmax's powerful lineup of Greta Van Susteren, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, and Chris Plant can't be beat. Americans are turning to Newsmax for the real news you can trust. And by the way, tonight, Eric Bolling reveals the truth about China, Hunter Biden, and President Biden's family. So be sure to watch Eric Bolling tonight at 8 o'clock and find out why Newsmax is now America's fastest growing cable news channel. You can get Newsmax on all major cable systems. And if your cable system does not carry Newsmax, well, guess what? You can switch to a system that does. And you can do what I did. I downloaded the free Newsmax app on my smartphone. You can watch anytime, anywhere. So make the switch to Newsmax today. Tell your friends you made the switch because Newsmax is real news for real people. All right, let's go to the phones, shall we? Mike in Georgia wants to weigh in on that patriotism story. Hey, Mike, what you got for us today?
Thank you, Todd, for taking my call. I just like to throw this out to the public. Patriotism. Most people have ever watched NASCAR. I'm a NASCAR fan. It is diverse, male and female drivers, male and female commentators, diverse owners. Whatever, they say a prayer on the TV. They salute the flags. They sing the national anthem, and it's just and everybody gets along fine with no problems. One is not greater than the other one. But you know, surely every once in a while you'll see a fist fly when one driver don't like what the other does. The next day they're in the back of a truck going around the track smiling at each other. Look, that's brotherly love. Flying the flag. That's all I've got, just a statement for that.
Well, Mike, look, I think you're spot on accurate, and I've been to a couple of NASCAR races, and what you described is 1,000% accurate. Matter of fact, I did hear a preacher, I was covering the Daytona 500 one year for Fox. Fox used to send me down to cover NASCAR and anything to do with the South. I loved it. But anyway, I'm down at the Daytona 500, and there was a Baptist preacher, and Mike, he started out praying, but I think he forgot he was praying and started preaching. And I thought they were going to have to take up a love offering or something in the stands.
There you go. There you go.
There you go.
But I just wanted, they're patriots. They're patriots. I think they are.
Patriots.
Really love
yeah.
That. They really are.
Mike, you know? I love it. And it's a great reminder. You're right. None of us are better than the other. We're all Americans. And when you go into the military and you're fighting side by side, you don't care if that person is black, white, green, purple. You just want to make sure you got each other's backs. And that's what it's really all about. All right, this story from Breitbart. More than half of Americans say motherhood is the most important role for a woman to fill in today's world. Now, this is according to a Rasmussen reports. They say that it's not a woman becoming a chief executive officer of a Fortune 500 company, that it's not a woman becoming president of the United States. The most important role for a woman in today's world is motherhood. Is this true? Do you find this to be the case? According to a survey, they interviewed over 1,000 American adults, and they found that 56% believe motherhood is the most important role for women. Now, I was talking with Ben Dieter. He's the co-host of The Morning Show on KWAM. And he told me that there's been a movement of late for women to go back to the way things used to be, like in the 1950s and 60s, where women predominantly stayed at home and they raised the kids. And we'll have to, somebody holler at Dieter. I've got to figure out, there's a word for it. And Dieter will help us out here. He'll explain it's actually a term to describe these traditional moms. So in other words, instead of going into the workforce, a lot of ladies, a lot of women are saying, you know what? I believe I need to stay home and I believe I need to raise my kids. Now that may mean a lot of stuff, a lot of different. It might mean that you quit your job and you and your husband decide, you know what? We really don't need to live in an 8-bedroom house with a swimming pool in the backyard. That's not what we need to do. That's not the most important thing. Maybe, just maybe, we need to focus on raising our kids, right? Oh, it's called trad wife, T-R-A-D. I thought he was saying trans wife, and that was kind of creepy. But no, it's trad, T-R-A-D wife. So are you a trad wife, a traditional wife? Now, look, I get it. There may be a lot of people out there who can't afford that. You don't have the luxury of being able to do that. Both husband and wife have to work outside of the home. But let me ask you a question. Is it possible, just possible, that could be one of the reasons why we have such chaos in so many homes, is that there is not a parent at home raising the kids and taking care of the household? Is that possible? Do you really need a McMansion? Is that really what you need? I mean, for some people, maybe it is. But, you know, when I was growing up in the 1970s and 80s, just about everybody lived in a modest home. I mean, they were nice homes, right? But they weren't massive mansions that people are living in today. And if you talk to folks, they're like, oh, man, I gotta go to work, got to pay that mortgage. $5,000 a month, got to pay that mortgage. Okay. If that's important to you, but it's interesting that a lot of young people, and maybe they've seen how their parents have lived their lives, and it looks like you've got a large segment of the population that's saying, you know what? Yeah, that's not for us. We may not be able to have the beautiful mansion and the manicured lawns, and we may not be able to go to Italy on vacation for the summer, but maybe that's just okay. We'll live in a nice, modest home. And we'll plant a garden in the backyard, and we'll go to Six Flags for family vacation. Nothing wrong with Six Flags. But I'm curious to hear from you, and ladies especially. Given the choice, ladies, would you rather stay at home and raise the kids and take care of the household? 844-747-8868. That's our phone number, 844-747-8868. Catherine Hamilton wrote this fine story over at Breitbart. By political affiliation, only 42% of people surveyed say that motherhood is important. So there you go. That's interesting. Breaking down by sex, men 38% more likely than women, 30% to say motherhood or Mother's Day is a top holiday. You know, we just wrapped up Mother's Day. So, fascinating story. All right, CBS News. They have an interesting segment. Folks, I'm telling you, the new Green Deal is horrible. Just horrible. So here's the headline. This is from FoxNews.com. Lindsay Cornick, the author. CBS News highlights how adding bugs to the food system could be a game changer to fight climate change. All right, first of all, why is Fox News calling this climate change? There's no such thing as climate change. Anyway, CBS's Saturday morning show featured a segment, and they said adding insects to your diet could provide benefits to counter meat, soybean-derived proteins, or other high-carbon foods. The segment described efforts by climate experts and scientists to explore farming bugs to protect the planet. Host Dana Jacobson says, "We all know how important insects are for the environment, but climate researchers say bugs could be a game changer in the fight to protect the planet in ways you may not have imagined." A reporter said adding insects in the mix is customary in the kitchen in some parts of the world. Yes, I might add, third world countries. "We don't do that in America. We kill the bugs. We don't eat them, ma'am." Now climate experts think protein-packed pests could offer a real solution to the global food crisis. Scientists in Germany are not pushing to get the critters on your plate. They see another benefit. Unbelievable. So now they want the animals to eat bugs. Okay, I'm fine with that, as long as I don't have to eat them. Jeez-a-loo, this is disgusting. Who in their right mind would eat bugs? I don't understand. Unbelievable. And they have yet to explain how adding bugs to the diet could be a game changer, unless throwing up will actually, I don't know, lower the temperature a couple of degrees. Because trust me, people are going to be spewing if they're eating crickets and cockroaches. Jeez-a-loo, America. All right, we got to take a break here. Ted Cruz is coming up. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Program. So another big story we've been focusing on is this chaos at the southern border. And one of the good things is that Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, put all of these National Guard troops along the border, armed them, and they are literally keeping tens of thousands of illegals from surging across the border, because these illegals are not stupid. I want to go right to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Just a few moments ago, we had a conversation with Senator Ted Cruz, and I want you to hear what he had to say. Let's go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good to have with us Senator Cruz. And Senator, thanks for joining us. This crazy story at the border, and it's only going to get worse.
Well, Todd, it's good to be with you. You're right. What's happening at the border is horrific. It is the worst it has ever been in the history of our nation. And it's getting worse. It's getting considerably worse. In 2.5 years since Joe Biden has been president, we've seen over 6.5 million people cross illegally into this country. It's the worst illegal immigration ever recorded in our nation's history. I was down on the border last Thursday night. Thursday night at midnight, Title 42 expired. Title 42 was the last legal authority the Biden administration was using to deport people who come here illegally. So where we are now is that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's open border policies have gotten worse. Their position is essentially anyone who comes illegally, they're going to allow to stay, and that has created an invasion at our southern border that is resulting in enormous death, enormous suffering, enormous crime, enormous disease. It is a humanitarian disaster, and it's the result of political decisions from this White House.
And quite frankly, the White House's reaction is disingenuous, I guess, at best. It's a lie at worst. They know the reason why the invasion has been slowed is because you've got the Texas National Guard down there. You've got all of the wiring and the fencing and everything going up. I mean, there are bodies there trying to stop this invasion in real time.
Well, that's exactly right. And the state of Texas has invested billions of dollars in trying to secure our southern border, and that has slowed the influx somewhat. But at the end of the day, the state of Texas is going to face real challenges stopping this invasion because it is the federal government that constitutionally has historically had the authority to deport people. And so what happens typically is when a state official apprehends someone crossing illegally, typically they hand them over to the feds, and the feds, if they were following the law, would deport them. What is making the system break down is Joe Biden is the first president in our nation's history who's just utterly refused to follow the law. And when someone who's here illegally is handed over to Joe Biden, he ignores the law, he doesn't deport them, and instead he puts them on a bus or he puts them on a plane and he sends them to every city in America. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are quite literally the last mile of the human trafficking network. Not only that, he gives them an alien identification number, a so-called A number, which makes those individuals eligible for government welfare. So he's in the business of handing government welfare to millions of people coming illegally to this country. The taxpayers are paying for it. And I'll tell you, my home state of Texas is paying the price extraordinarily. When I was in Brownsville on Thursday, we looked just across the Rio Grande River, and right on the other side of the river, there were 22,000 people camped out on the river. They had fires going. They were having cookouts. You could hear music. They were having a party because Title 42 was expiring, and all 22,000 intend to come across. Across the entire length of the border, there are over 170,000 illegal immigrants preparing to cross right now. And this is not an unintended side effect of the Biden policies that are put in place. This is the intended effect. They want this invasion, and they want 6 million to become 10 million, to become 12 million, to become 20 million. That is their political objective.
Now Senator, I get, you know, the families that are coming here, mom, dad, and the little kids, they're wanting a better way of life. But the videos we've seen, and correct me if I'm taking this out of context, but it looks by and large like these are military-aged young men who are very well-dressed. They are very well groomed, the hair gel, the whole nine yards. It doesn't look to me like they have traveled 2,000 miles by foot to end up in Brownsville, Texas.
Well, in Brownsville, when I was there, that's exactly what I saw on Thursday night, is the vast majority of individuals there were young, single adult males, and they're coming overwhelmingly right now from Venezuela. It used to be that the migration was coming from Central America. They're now coming overwhelmingly from Venezuela. And I'll tell you an amazing statistic that I heard in Brownsville on Thursday, that they are seeing every single day between 90 and 100 Chinese nationals crossing illegally. Now, last I checked, China is not immediately to the south of the United States. A Chinese national who comes here has trafficked thousands of miles across the Pacific Ocean to go to Mexico. Why do they go to Mexico? Because the Mexican drug cartels will then traffic them across the border, and the idiots in the Biden administration will let them go. Who in their right mind believes that 100 Chinese nationals a day in one spot in Brownsville, that's not the entire border, that's just in Brownsville what they're seeing. This invasion is happening. The national security risks are enormous. The crime risks are enormous. The deaths, last year we saw 853 migrants die crossing illegally. This administration doesn't care about that. This is all politics, and the human suffering is frankly not a factor in their calculus.
Senator, I don't know if you've seen the videos coming out of the Chicago area, the South Side, where local residents are enraged. This is a predominantly black community, and they're expecting upwards of 500 illegals are going to be relocated into their community. And they're furious over this. Now, the irony is that 97% of these people voted for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, so they voted for these policies. But I'm wondering if there is an opportunity here for Republicans to go into communities like that and say, hey, look, we can fix this, but you got to start voting for the Republicans.
I think there is absolutely that opportunity. We're seeing the reactions in big Democrat cities, whether Chicago, whether New York City, whether Washington, D.C. Those Democrat mayors are losing their minds. And they're losing their minds actually at relatively small inflows. You talked about in Chicago, just 500 people. I want to underscore again what Texas is facing. 6.5 million have crossed illegally since Biden became president. You take the town of Del Rio, a beautiful town. It's about 35,000 is the population of Del Rio, relatively small town on our southern border. I was there when on a single day there were over 15,000 illegal immigrants, primarily from Haiti, under a bridge right there at Del Rio. And I want you to pause and think. 15,000 is nearly half the population of the city of Del Rio. That was coming in a single day. Contrast that to Chicago, the third largest city in America, where 500 illegal immigrants, and they lose their minds. What are you doing to us? Contrast that to Martha's Vineyard, a community, ironically, also of about 30,000 people, so about the size of Del Rio. Martha's Vineyard declared an emergency when 50 illegal immigrants showed up in Martha's Vineyard. This White House is being wildly cynical, and I think we need to make the case to the voters that the misery that they are facing is a result of political decisions. If you vote for Joe Biden, you're voting for your community to be invaded. You're voting for men, women, and children to be killed in the hands of human traffickers. You're voting for women to be violently sexually assaulted, as is happening every single day. And you are voting for little children to be horribly abused by these human traffickers. And on top of all of that, you're voting for over 100,000 drug overdoses that happened last year, the highest in history. Two-thirds of that comes from Chinese fentanyl flooding across the southern border. And Todd, to put that in perspective, 100,000 deaths last year is nearly double the entire number of Americans who died in all of the Vietnam War.
That's shameful.
Shocking what Joe Biden and these policies are doing. And the Democrats intend to keep these policies in place because they look at those 6.5 million people and they see future Democrat voters. And so the death, the suffering, the sexual violence, the human slavery, all of those are necessary costs towards a partisan political objective. It is inhumane. It is perverse. It is cruel what this administration is doing.
Senator, real quick before we let you go, I know there's no political solution right now. I mean, the Democrats control the White House and the Senate. But when you look at the law, the guarantee clause does provide for the government to step in when a state has been invaded. Is that a workaround, or is that just something everybody's talking about on talk radio?
Well, look, there is ample constitutional authority to fix this problem. And to be honest, Joe Biden could wake up today and say, you know what, today I'm going to do my job. Never mind the last 2.5 years. I'm going to do it one day in office. And Joe Biden could solve this problem within a week. We know how to solve it. Under Donald Trump, we had the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. The way to solve this, which Joe Biden could do today, is number one, immediately resume building the border wall. Number two, immediately end catch and release, a disastrous policy that's caused this crisis. And number three, reinstate the incredibly successful Remain in Mexico agreement. If Biden did that, this problem would be very significantly solved. All right. Biden doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to solve the problem. What's amazing, Todd, Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, he's not trying to stop the illegal immigration. He's not trying to stop the deaths. He's not trying to stop the sexual assaults. He's trying to have more of them. His objective is to accelerate it, to make it even more efficient. So instead of moving 6.5 million people, they can move 20 million people. And the collateral damage, they are not worried about in the slightest. It is heartbreaking watching what they are doing right now.
Well, Senator, I will say one thing. The what for you gave that reporter down on the border, that was pretty spectacular. And if you're coming to Memphis, I've got some Tennessee sipping whiskey for you because of all of that. That was pretty brilliant.
I would happily take you up on that, Todd.
All right, Senator. By the way, tell our good friend Ben Ferguson we said hello.
Excellent.
All right, Senator Ted Cruz, ladies and gentlemen. All right, moms, dads, bring the kids around the radio. We need to talk to your kids for just a moment. All right, children, listen up. Great patriotic young children of America. The Biden administration wants to ban chocolate milk. I repeat, boys and girls, children of America, President Biden wants to ban chocolate milk. The Department of Agriculture, this is, by the way, from Fran Beyer, the writer at Newsmax.com. The Department of Agriculture is considering a ban on flavored milk, including chocolate and strawberry, in elementary and middle schools. This is all part of new standards that are aimed at curbing salt and sugar. Supporters say the move will help lessen childhood obesity. So, in other words, the Biden administration believes that if your child drinks strawberry milk or chocolate milk, that they're going to become a lardo. Katie Wilson is the executive director of the Urban School Food Alliance. We want to take a product that most kids like and that has 9 essential nutrients in it and say, you can't drink this. You have to drink plain. What are we trying to prove? But others are very concerned about the health of children. The dairy industry is fighting this. And I say, good for them. Nobody wants to drink the white milk. They want chocolate milk, for goodness sakes. All right, we got to take a break here. Coming up, our good buddy Art Alley from the Timothy Plan. He's going to be here. We'll be right back, America. All right, folks. Well, leaders of the House and the Senate are going to be meeting with President Biden this afternoon. And this will be the do or the die for the debt ceiling. Speaker McCarthy says work requirements in public assistance programs are non-negotiable. So that's the red line for him. And he says they're not budging on that. And I say, good. You're going to be on public assistance. You got to work. You're an able-bodied man. Well, you got to be able to put in 20 hours a week. I mean, that's pretty low, but you know what? You gotta do it. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us the founder of Timothy Plan. That's timothyplan.com. And we'll talk more about that in just a moment. Our good buddy, Art Alley. Art, hope you're doing well today.
Hey, Todd, I'm doing great. But I don't know about you. I'm putting in a little more than 20 hours.
Yeah. Wow. That's before lunch.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Art, what's your take on this? Republicans drawn a red line, and they're saying 20 hours or no welfare check for you.
Well, you know, I just assume they default and get it over with. I mean, how long can you keep kicking the can down the road? This nation is bankrupt, and that, you know, they got some good publicity about the red line, and I would support that. I mean, able-bodied people ought to work not just to earn the benefits that they get, but for themselves. You get no respect for yourself unless you're being a productive person. That's been proven time and time again. So it's good for everybody, except the socialist Democrats who just want to control it all.
I'm with you, Art. It makes no sense to me. And I, again, the whole point of public assistance was to help people that were going through a rough patch in life and to get them back on the straight and narrow. And now you have literally generations of families living in government-funded housing, taxpayer-funded housing, and it's just sucking the life, the joy out of people, and it really is quenching that American dream. I mean, this was all coming from LBJ and the whole Great New Society.
Oh, he knew what he was doing when he put that in place, and he felt he could enslave voters for the next 100 years by just giving them handouts. And the result of that, though, is they're not happy. They're not content. They're not productive. And they're not respecting themselves. You've got to do good, hard work in order to feel like you're worth something. But you know what? As you know, Bonnie is in heaven right now, my wife. And if I could hear her looking down from there, I just imagine, Todd, she'd be saying, none of that really matters. What really matters is your eternal destination. But while we're here, we're called to occupy, and you're doing a great job of that. We're trying to put our brick in the wall with the way we invest. And that's something I think people are waking up to, Todd. For lack of a better term, the other side, the ones that want to control every aspect of your life, have weaponized money. They know how to use money. China has weaponized money. China owns probably half of our Congress because they buy them. And they figure it's a better bargain to do that than to spend the money fighting a war, because that would cost a ton more money than just owning the leadership. And unfortunately, they do. But in the meantime, they're going to do what they're going to do. The problem is, what are we doing? What are we called to do? Because we are commanded to occupy while we're still here. And I'm getting the preaching of sorry about that. But,
no.
You know, it just ticks me off how people just go along like sheep with whatever the government tells you to do, whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent. But, you know, there's a right way to do things and a wrong way. And that line has gotten so blurred today. But at least we draw it in the sand on the investment side. We have, to a degree, weaponized our side by not putting money in companies trying to destroy us. And, you know, that's making a little bit of a difference, I think.
No, I think it's making a huge difference. And we've seen this just in society with the controversy surrounding Bud Light. And we've seen the power of people, conservatives, standing up and saying, you know what, we're not going to spend our money on this anymore. And Bud Light is trying to apologize and make things right. I don't think they're going to be able to.
That was the stupidest thing. They just didn't know their market. You know, the boys drinking that Bud Light, they ain't going to buy this transgender stuff.
No, they're not.
That was a stupid move to make.
But on the website, timothyplan.com, you are all about investing with biblical principles. And I think this is just something every Christian in America needs to consider. Really, it's and I love the way you frame it. It's really rethinking the way you think about investing. What do you mean by that?
Mm. Well, you know, people have been just programmed to invest, but somebody's given them advice, and you're going to average just kind of a return on your money without ever thinking about where's that money invested and what do I own? You know, I won't go certain places and spend money in certain companies that are funding evil, but they haven't been paying attention to, if they're in mutual funds or wherever they are, the advice they're getting on investing in those same, very same companies they're not going to frequent. So, you know, what we do is just make it available. And, you know, at one time, a statistic was in the mutual fund, the humongous mutual fund industry, 65% of the investors in mutual funds claim to be born-again Christians. What if we would all start acting like it and being careful of how we've invested the money God's entrusted to us? America could change overnight because, Todd, you know, it's always about the money.
It really is.
We just haven't been paying attention, unfortunately.
You're right. I mean, it really is that simple. And the website is so easy to maneuver. Opportunities for you to invest, to also get some free products, and you have the free online study about biblical stewardship. It's important to know your investments. You've previously called that the Hall of Shame, Art.
Well, as an example, you know, we just gave people examples, but the Hall of Shame, you know, we screen out probably 800 of the 8,000 publicly traded companies for evil doings. But, you know, a couple of times ago on your show, I offered a free, you mentioned free, a free pamphlet.
Yes.
That it's not blind faith by Paul Blair. It's 22 pages, I think, long, easy to read, but foundational on how to defend your faith, because we don't have to apologize to anybody. And I got about 100 calls, which got me in trouble in the office because they all called at the same time. but I'll extend that offer, if it's okay with you, Todd, to anybody who wants to email us, please. Keep me out of trouble. invest@timothyplan.com. It's free. Give us your address. We'll send it to you. We don't track who you are, your name or number, or we don't do any of that stuff. But if you want a copy, I've got plenty of copies.
All right. Well, aren't we?
It is incredibly important that we be able to intelligently defend our belief. So it's there for people if they want it.
All right. Folks, again, write this down if you would like this free booklet. I got mine in the mail a couple of weeks ago, and it's really awesome. And again,
did I exaggerate, Todd?
No, you did not exaggerate. I mean, it really is. It's
incredible.
Really beautifully well done. And the material inside is just it's awesome. Folks, invest@timothyplan.com. Invest@timothyplan.com and email Art, and he will send you this beautiful free booklet. And you're going to love it. You're going to want to share it with somebody. I can promise you that. But more importantly, I want you to go to timothyplan.com. and find out how you can invest with biblical principles. And that is truly, as Art said, it's going to reshape the country. Art, we got to leave it there. Always good hearing from you, friend.
Man, thank you. Keep it up, Todd. You are a blessing to America, man.
Well, thank you, Art. Appreciate that. And Art Alley, everybody, from TimothyPlan.com, and be sure to check that out. All right, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, to give you an example of what we were literally just talking about, we talk about investing with biblical principles. In other words, stop giving your money to a place like Disney World. Why are you investing in Disney, right? You're not going to get a good return financially or spiritually from that. So you want to be able to sift through all of that, and you don't have the time. And that's what Timothy Plan does. They sift through and they tell you, all right, here's what this company believes on X, Y, and Z, and see if it lines up with your belief system. And the great thing about investing is you're going to do well. You will do well if you invest biblically. And one of those companies we talk about, Patriot Mobile, they're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they're not, so when you pay your bill, they're not going to take that money and go and invest it in Planned Parenthood. No, they're investing in the fight for life. They're investing in the fight for our Second Amendment, for the First Amendment. And that's why we love Patriot Mobile. Again, they've got plans to fit any budget, no matter how big, no matter how small. And if you utilize the special website, patriotmobile.com/Todd, use my first name as the promo code, they're going to give you not only free premier activation, they're going to throw in a free gift. PatriotMobile.com/Todd, or you can give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. Hang tight. We're going to the phones. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right. Let's go to Robert, listening to us on WHKP, the great, great blowtorch in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Hey, Robert, what's going on?
Todd, I just want to thank you for the Timothy Plan and the fella on there talking about his wife passing and everything. And they sent me this little book, Not Blind Faith, Verifiable Evidence God Exists and Jesus Rose from the Dead, Paul Blair. This is very well written. It's more of a little book than it is a pamphlet. And I just want to thank everybody at Timothy Plan and you for being on there and standing up for this country, because we have got to. Your place could be invaded tomorrow. You don't know. And you have got to stand. You got to keep that Second Amendment right by your side and keep safe brother, and God bless you.
Well, Robert, God bless you, and thank you for listening to us, and I appreciate those kind words. Art Alley is one of the good guys in America, and it really is a brilliant thing that he's doing when you think about it. And by the way, and you can research this for yourself, and I would encourage you to research, but the investments that you're going to be making are, they're just incredible, and they do very well. So you may not be investing in, say, you know, Disney or Netflix or, you know, Coca-Cola, but the investments that are there, you know those investments are rock solid. And the question, just ask yourself this question. When you make an investment, let's say that you've got a 401k plan, all right, or maybe you're doing some other kind of investment. How much of that money, how much of your money that you're investing is actually going to support abortion or pornography? I mean, those are valid questions. So if you're using Timothy plan, the answer is very simple, not a penny. That is guaranteed. And that's why I really want you to check that out. But if you missed that interview with Art, he is offering, they had over 100 of you folks call in wanting the free booklet, and it's, you just heard a testimonial from Robert there. It's free of charge. All you have to do is send him an email. The last time we had you guys call, and apparently the phones just blew up. So here's the email address, invest@timothyplan.com, invest@timothyplan.com, and Art's going to get you hooked up with that booklet. All right, we have a crazy story out of Memphis. We actually have two. There is some video from Beale Street, and there's some crazy stuff going down on Beale Street. And here in Memphis, we have the horse and the carriages, right? So people, they're at the Peabody, they get on board these horse and carriages, and they take you around the city, a little tour. Well, we've been dealing with a lot of carjackings in Memphis of late, and according to video that our flagship station, KWAM, has received, there is video of, I don't want to put a weight on the lady, but is it appropriate to say full-figured? A full-figured gal, and she basically carjacked the carriage with the horse still attached. And then once she jumped up into the carriage, I don't know the weight limit, but you could tell there was some strain going on. And she commenced to twerking in the carriage. God bless whoever made that carriage. It has some pretty significant shock absorbers because that carriage was bouncing around and doing things that would make a Baptist blush. And the frightening thing, apparently the woman was half butt naked right there on Beale Street. It's just... you can't unsee it. So if you got a strong constitution, go ahead, take a look at the video. But if you don't, I would steer clear. Otherwise, your bologna and cheese sandwich might come up, and nobody wants to see that either. So the other crazy story, no, I'm serious. I felt bad for the horse, right? Because you know the horse is just, it's there. It has no choice but to be there. Nobody's looking out for the interest of the horse. But that woman was twerking. And I would caution you, if you're over the age of 30, you probably don't need to be doing that unless you got a good chiropractor. So the other story, we've been having people robbing. It's over 5,500 cars have been stolen in Memphis since the first of the year. So anyway, some poor guy, his security alarm goes off, and it's a terrible situation. There are a bunch of bad guys, and they're out there. And they're trying to steal the guy's car. So they've all got guns. So the homeowner comes out with a gun. The guy's wife and kids are inside the house. And when the guy says, stop what you're doing, the thugs open fire on the homeowner. So, of course, the homeowner returns fire because his wife and kids are in the house and the house is getting shot up. So they call the law enforcement. The bad guys got away. And so the homeowner is explaining what happened, and you know what they did? They arrested the homeowner. They said it was reckless what he did, opening, you know, this is unbelievable. So we're going to try to get some information and find out what the story is here, and if everything checks out, as it's been told in the local TV stations, then we're going to try to help raise money for this guy so he can get bail to get out of jail. Now get this, you got people that are shooting at cops and they're being released without any bail at all. But now you have a homeowner in Memphis, Tennessee. His only crime was defending his wife and his property. And now this guy's, he's spending the night at county lockup. This, ladies and gentlemen, is what it looks like to live in a city controlled by radical progressive Democrats who believe the criminals are the true victims. Basically, you know what? You know what these Democrats are doing? They're doing to you and me what that fat woman in the carriage is doing to that poor horse down on Beale Street. All right, we got to get out of here. We'll see you tomorrow.
Rakuten helps you be a smarter shopper and save money on just about everything. People all have things they need to buy, whether it's home essentials or a self-care treat just for you. With Rakuten, you get cash back on clothes, groceries, travel, and much, much more. Even better, you can stack cash back on top of other deals like store sales and credit card points. In case you're wondering, the stores on Rakuten are the ones you know and love, and lots of cool ones waiting to be discovered, including Target, Lowe's, and Nike. When it comes to savvy shopping and saving money, Rakuten is a no-brainer. It's free and easy to join. Just go to Rakuten.com now or download the Rakuten app today. That's Rakuten.